Doing pretty well this morning, Andy. The sun's just coming up, and we've got about 25 knots of wind, and on the course for waypoint off Cape Horn. We passed the last ice gate yesterday, so that's good news.
It's been pretty tough for you the last few days, hasn't it? Big winds and big confused seas, we read.
Yes, there was that extra tropical storm, Heta, that has dominated our life out here for the last 8 days, really, between those two ice gates and a big storm, and it kept spinning off their secondary lows, but it stayed where it started. And finally we had to get across it to get to the ice gate, and so we sailed up into the middle of it about 2 days ago, and then out the east side, and it was pretty windy, and the seas were big, and the boat really took a beating.
What about the skipper? How's he?
The skipper took a beating too. At one point, we could hear some water sloshing around in a compartment that's underneath the cockpit, and that's usually pretty sealed up and dry, and so I had to go back to the lazarette through, not outside, back into the transom, but through the sort of a tunnel on the side of the boat back there, and it was really pretty violent on the back of these boats with the autopilot and jerking the stern around, and at the same time, whenever a wave hits the stern, it just knocks the boat, and so you're just rattling around inside it. And the comparison I could imagine was from that movie Apollo 13 after the explosion, when the astronauts just rattling around inside the space capsule. It's I wore the helmet back there inside the boat, and was pretty lucky that I did.
Do you still have some work to do in terms of maintenance and things to do on Great American then, after the storm?
We sort of continuing bailing different compartments a little bit here and there. The bow compartments I bailed yesterday after we got through the storm and got into some more moderate conditions. There's a couple of buckets of water in the bow compartments. I think we're in pretty good shape. We did have a situation after we got past the ice gate and we're waiting for the wind to shift before jiving to the south, noticing that the topmast runner on the leeward side was actually hooked around the second spreader, and that could be disastrous if you start to grind that on and it's hooked around it, and there's a piece of shock cord up there to try to restrain it from that happening, but in fact it was aggravating the situation by holding it in against the spreader and fearing the worst, and have to try to climb the mast, but it was able to eventually, through a variety of mechanisms, but able to get the thing free. And so that was a great relief. I'm just going to have to be super careful about that from now on.